Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Friday, September 14th, 2018. My wife, Lana, very upset with our son, Barrett, and his first week back to school. But before we get to that, scary stuff happening here in the Merrimack Valley. Explosions all over the place on Thursday night. Here's Governor Baker.
This has obviously been an incredibly difficult day. And at this time, I ask everyone to think of the family who lost a loved one today and to pray for everyone. At this time, the focus remains on ensuring the public safety. Once that's complete, we'll work with federal government and others to investigate how this occurred and to hold the appropriate parties accountable for their actions. People of Lawrence, Andover, and North Andover must be assured that their homes are safe to return to. And our local officials will make clear when it's safe to return home.
Our coworker, Jeff, who actually heard the explosions, he lives in Lawrence.
I was home. I had just gone home from work. And my sister, who lives up in Manchester, New Hampshire, texted me and was like, hey, what's going on in the valley? And that's when I noticed I could hear helicopters. So I'm usually used to the helicopters. I live by an airport. So when I went outside, that's when I noticed like everybody was outside and everybody was kind of just like looking the street behind me where there was a lot of smoke. And that's when someone was like, there was a gas explosion. And I thought it was just like, you know, a random, like, you know, stove blowing up, whatever. And then my other sisters were texting me and saying, you need to get out. There's explosions going all the way down. Brookfield Street. So that's when I went inside, saw it on the news, and saw that there was explosions happening in, like, you know, Andover, North Andover, the surrounding towns. And so I was still kind of just like, you know, all right, just calm down. Everyone's freaking out. Just calm down. Then two houses, about the street to the left of me, two houses just went up.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
So my neighbor who originally told me, like, you know, hey, there was an explosion over there, kind of shook my house. That's when she came running down with her husband. She was, like, screaming, two houses just went up. Ah! That's when it was like, okay, this isn't right. I went inside, got my parents. My mother was in hysterics, of course, so I'm trying to calm her down. And me and my father went, shut the gas off, got out of there, and then it was like out of a movie.
Hey, Jeff, around what time did this happen yesterday?
I got the first text pretty much right at 5 o'clock.
Oh, wow.
So, and this all happened so fast. Within, like, the next 20 minutes, that's when it just jumped from, like, confusion to hysteria, basically.
We're talking to our coworker, Jeff, who felt the explosions happen yesterday on his street. What did that feel like? Did your body shake? Did your house shake?
No, I didn't feel any, like, shaking. My neighbor said she felt shaking in her kitchen, but she was a little bit closer to what I thought was probably the bigger blast, because there was two blasts on a street to, like, the left of me that were just little small ones, like you could see the smoke, but the smoke went away. They were able to take care of it. But there was a huge one, probably four streets down, that you could kind of just see the smoke. And there was at least three trucks over there. You could see the ladder, like, extended in, up into the sky from where I was. It was just pretty, like, scary.
Where are you now, hon?
I'm in Waltham right now at a friend's house. I have a lot of family up north, but the highways were just ridiculous. So I had my cat with me, and I was just trying to get somewhere because he was freaking out in the back seat. So,
oh man,
we just went south. There was just no traffic, and I have some friends that live out down here.
What about your family? Where did they go?
My family, my mother and father, went to a friend's house in Andover. Even though they were told to evacuate, they had propane, so they were allowed to go there. Mm-hmm. And then they eventually ended up going to my sister's in Haverhill.
Oh, wow. Now, Jeff, in your neighborhood, how close are the houses to one another? Was there a risk that fire was jumping from house to house, or was it more that individual houses were exploding and that's where the fires were coming from?
My street, the houses are pretty, like, very close to one another.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure there was some sort of issue with that. That's why we were just trying to get out.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the case with some houses. I know the street I was talking about that had two houses go up, like, pretty much right next to each other. That's what I thought it was. I thought it was just house to house after house getting caught. And I don't think that was so much the case, because it was only, like, those two houses on that street. But around my area, there were about 10 houses.
And what is your plan for today?
I don't even know. I just woke up like 15 minutes ago. I've heard that we can't even go back into Lawrence yet. So I'm probably going to wait maybe another like hour and just kind of see what's going on. Now that it's light out, because yesterday, right when they killed the power, it was like scary stuff. I was waiting for like, you know, the purge announcement to happen.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It was like so surreal just to see like everything out and just, it was just crazy.
Well, Jeff, honey, if you need anything, please let us know, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it, guys.
All right. Talk to you later, Jeff.
Thanks, guys. Later.
She's got the Hollywood hookup 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
Well, the conversation for the past week has been, where is Julie Chen? She, of course, has been absent in the wake of her husband being ousted from CBS. She has not appeared on her daytime television show, The Talk. However, she did show up on Big Brother last night. And if you are wondering where she stands, she let us know with one word.
For now, let's eavesdrop on the house guest. From outside the Big Brother house with Brent, I'm Julie Chen Moonves. Good night.
She's never used that name publicly. The Twitterverse had lots to say, and none of it was good. A guy who apparently is a big PR person in the entertainment world said, tonight, Julie Chen signed off Big Brother as Julie Chen Moonves, firmly standing with her husband, a serial sexual assaulter who ruined careers. She is complicit, and because of this, I will no longer put any of my clients on the talk. Fellow publicists, I hope you stand with me. Some jokes. I'm Julie Chen Moonves. That was so messy and insulting to his victims. Go and stay gone, Julie. And triple eviction tonight on Big Brother. Haley Brett. And then Julie Chen Moonves.
I don't think she stays with CBS, to be honest with you.
I just think this was a really bad idea.
Well, no. If she's going to stay with her husband, that's her prerogative. If she's going to stand by him, but I don't think she can put herself on TV in a pulpit on a female oriented talk show like that. And
well, you can stand by your man, but that was a pulpit.
But that's what I'm saying. After this point, I think once the Big Brother's over, then she's out. She's done. She's not going to come back
mistake.
To anything.
John Legend is the latest superstar to sign on for The Voice. The newly crowned EGOT winner will join the talent competition as a coach in season 16. That will be this spring.
So is he going to be sitting in a chair, or is he just
helping?
Wow.
He said he's taking Jennifer Hudson's spot.
Oh, okay.
She's only doing one season. I'm thrilled to join the coaches of The Voice, he said. I've been a guest and a mentor on the show multiple times, and I am so excited to discover talented singers and help them make the most of their gift. I hope the world is ready for hashtag Team JL.
Oh, I was reading a lot, and apparently Jennifer Hudson is very hard to work with.
That is what I've heard, that she has not made many friends.
Yeah,
there,
no,
and that
she's
might
a
be
big diva.
She's only doing one season.
Yeah.
So John will join Adam, Blake, and Kelly Clarkson.
He's a legend. We're going to get a lot of social media from his wife, then.
Chrissy Teigen. I am here for it.
She's so funny.
She's the best person to follow.
That's the best PR machine in the world, right there.
And true. Justin Bieber, Hailey Baldwin, are they rushing to the altar?
Oh boy,
Carson, you might lose this one. The speculation is that after they were spotted yesterday inside the Marriage Bureau in New York City, which is where you get a marriage license in case you ask that. Witnesses say who were there, Justin was very emotional. He was crying and was heard telling Haley, I can't wait to marry you, baby. Justin thanked the court official for keeping it on the DL, with another suggesting it was actually a judge, leading to the speculation they may have even already gotten married.
You think they had a town hall wedding?
You know what? All the cool kids are doing it, right, Salt?
So the funny thing is, when Sarah and I went to get our marriage license, we were recognized by one of Carson's neighbors. She was in. She works.
Did you have to ask her to keep it on the DL?
I did.
She never told me that story.
I know. Yeah.
Because it was on the DL.
Yeah. Exactly. No. She was like, oh, she's like, Salt, Sarah, how are you? Oh, and she's talking to us about everything. I'm like, I haven't told anybody about this.
Do you remember her first name? Was it Andrea?
No, I want to say Patty.
Patty?
Maybe Patricia. I forget. She was a lovely woman, though. She worked right over there in the...
Karen?
Yeah.
Nancy?
Okay, stop.
It was so funny. She's like, oh, yeah, I live over in Charlestown with Carson. It was hilarious.
I think Justin Bieber is following suit with Salt.
But that
copycatter.
Means, so if they get their license, that depends on the state. But it's like 30 or 60 days you have to get married after that point.
Well, I mean to say, you could get the license and get married that same day, right?
Yeah,
if you're
could.
Justin Bieber, I mean to say.
But that's their window of time, so look for the next couple weeks.
I think I attended like 4 JOP weddings when I was in the Army because guys would run across the border.
What was that town called?
It was like Manning, South Carolina, Augusta.
Nope.
I can't. But there was a town where you were stationed in a military base on one side of the state border, and you could drive across the state line and get married in like an hour. And guys did it all the time.
I love it. Yeah, I love it.
All the time.
It started with a P. Anyway, all right, guys, coming up with at 7:30, Khloe Kardashian reveals if something happens to her, who will watch True? And Mariah Carey dropped a new single, and I'm here for it.
I got this text message, and the text message is from my wife. Call me, please, when you get off the air.
Oh, that's never good.
Right?
Never good.
So then I write back about...
Dot, dot, dot.
What'd you do?
Right. Because nobody wants to get that text message.
Did you try and put your foot down again?
Oh, boy.
We just need to have a discussion, is her response.
Oh, man, you're in some trouble.
So now I'm just like, oh, really? Now my heart is beating 100 miles an hour. I'm like trying to run through my head what I've screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like,
what? Well, yeah, like
most of it.
Is it me? What did I do? Like, right. It always comes internal, doesn't
what
it?
What did I forget to tell her? What was I supposed to do?
What has she found out
it's
about?
What
didn't I do?
You.
What have I been hiding that I didn't tell her about that I'm supposed to tell her about? And then she writes back, Barrett's behavior.
Don't.
Woo! Yes!
Off the hook.
Off the hook. Sure, hon, I'll call you in 2 seconds.
So I decided to call her. From the studio and let everybody listen in as to what happened next.
Because of course.
Because that's a great idea.
So I called her, and this is what it sounded like when I asked her about what's going on with Barrett.
He's like good all morning, but he gets to school and I don't know what's the deal. He's like up in people's personal space, out of his desk, by somebody else's desk, using a pencil as a sword through the air. This is the second day of school. I'm not having it.
I do blame my sister, though, for the sword thing.
No, how can you blame your sister? Blame your kid.
Because she's the one that sent him the swords that he played with all weekend long while we were gone camping.
Okay. They're like made of foam, not
Ninjago.
A lead tip up in some other kid's face.
I know, but when you spend all weekend sword fighting, it's hard to come back.
See, you're making excuses for him, and that is part of the problem.
Wait, so Lana, do you go to school with him and you walk in with him and you watch what he does or whatever?
Yes, and here's how it started. Outside, he's all up in somebody's grill, all up on them in their face. He can't have a normal conversation. I had to say, Barrett, personal space. We walk in. I'm checking his desk because they put all the supplies in there. And I said, oh, your markers go inside your pencil box. So I start taking them out. The little kid starts taking them and putting them back in the marker case, just defiant. And he goes, no, I don't want them in there. And I said, I don't like care what you want. They go inside the pencil box. Then he gets up out of his desk and goes to another kid's desk where I'm talking to the parent about the pencil boxes and starts shing, shing, shing. And like Ryan has to like duck out of the way for Barrett's pencil sword.
Lana, is this really about the Uno game? Are you really mad about something else and you're just projecting?
End rant. I was calling you and you're going to have a discussion with him. We need to have a sit down.
Right.
Get it.
Okay. All right. Well, I love you.
I'm not playing around.
I love you. And we will definitely have a sit down with him, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Bye, babe.
Bye.
All right. Bye. Love you.
Love you, too.
I just don't ever want to mess with Lana ever in my entire
life.
Shing, shing, shing.
I don't really care what you want.
It's his pencil box. I'm sorry. I'm with Barrett on this one.
I just and isn't that what boys do? Shing, shing.
I just don't care because it wasn't me.
And now it's a radio bit.
She's got the Hollywood hookup 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
So if something ever happens to Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson, which might happen sooner rather than later, she wants baby True to go to her sister, Kim. In a sneak peek of Sunday's episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Khloe, who at the time was still pregnant, had this to say.
I am going to probably have Kim as the legal guardian if, God forbid, something happens. Yes. Just because from what I envision my parenting style to be, I do think it will be more like Kim, a little more stricter. You don't have to give me an explanation. I got 3 kids and I'm busy on my own. Congratulations.
Courtney's like,
it's my honor.
and it would take such good care of your kids.
I know.
You never know. Chloe might switch back to me.
Listen, that's a serious conversation to have of who's going to be in control of your kids should something happen to you. Len and I had to figure that out for Barrett.
Yes, mm-hmm. Sarah and I are currently accepting applications for Godfather and Godmother. Mm. I'm going to need a dowry.
Barrett wants to apply.
I am not that person for either one of my sisters, just FYI.
Or me.
Speaking.
Did they do each other?
Huh?
Did they like?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, it's because they're. Anyway.
They don't like you.
Or I'm not responsible enough, or I live in a tiny apartment, or I don't have children, or, I mean, geez, the list really could go on and on. Although I have some tea on Tristan Thompson.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So a friend of a friend of a friend who saw Ferris pass out at 31 Flavors last night said she was bartending for a party LeBron James was hosting at a big house he either rented or owned in Toronto. He said it was a small party, maybe 30 people, all girls, and LeBron and Tristan. That's it. LeBron was super respectful and nice to everyone. His wife was there, too. And she said that she was also very sweet. Apparently, Tristan, surrounded by a ton of girls all night, and was being a total man-ho about it. Then he started disappearing with them at least four or five times throughout the night. She said he was in the pool with a bunch of women, and by 2 a.m., everybody was naked.
Four or five times?
Nothing infuriates me more than men that are mean to Khloe Kardashian.
I know. Justice for Khloe.
Because
like all of them.
She gives everything to these men, and they treat her like garbage. And
you're not even on your mic, and
so
people can hear you.
Mad.
I love how you're punching your fist in your ear.
I'm like, don't jump at me.
Hold my hoops, Tristan.
I am not familiar with any of those things you just said. Mariah Carey's back with a brand new Not Safe for Work single. The track is titled GTFO.
Is it edited?
This is edited. Yes, it is. You can listen to a little peek. So there it is.
I literally just figured it out before you played it. Like, I was like, what a GTFO.
Come on.
I was like, oh, okay. I was trying to like, do the math in my like, what is this?
So, Annie, I think you've got a new game.
What's the
How cool are Carson and Salt?
Dad said no acronyms.
I just couldn't figure out the O. I was like, what? Is it you? What? No, it's an O. What?
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Casey's from Lynn. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning.
I understand you're about to spend a boatload of money shopping?
Yes. That's the best way to spend your day off.
Same.
Is it on a boat?
No, sadly not.
Oh. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Casey?
Yes, Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks.
Five trivia questions, Casey. All about pop culture. Get more right than Kennedy. We'll give you $100. You can spend that shopping, too, if you like, I guess.
Do it to it.
Kennedy has now left the studio. She's over in the soundproof booth. She can't hear anything that is happening. Kennedy, 2,312 wins, only 205 losses. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Question number one. Rumors are that Volkswagen is going to stop making the Beetle in 2019.
No.
How dare you.
Volkswagen originated in which country?
Well, that's a sin, and I'm going to say Germany.
That is a sin. Question number two.
I'm M&M's, here for your commentary. I like it.
M&M's are going to introduce three new flavors next year. English toffee peanut, Mexican jalapeno peanut, and Thai coconut peanut.
We're going for a world flair. I like it.
What is the slogan for M&M's?
They melt in your mouth, but not in your hand.
Question number three. Actor Sam Neill turning 71 years young today. He is most well known for his role as Dr. Grant in the original Jurassic Park. The good one. Right, Matt? That's right. What Matt says. What is the name of the dinosaur species that Jurassic Park put on the map? There's also a hint. It's not the T-Rex.
The Velociraptor.
Question number four. Adam Sandler likes his marriage like he likes his whiskey on the rocks. He and his wife, Jackie, allegedly had a heated argument while out in public recently. It was said to be pretty tense with a lot of hand gestures. Which New England state did Sandler grow up in?
Oh, God. Andover, Massachusetts.
Question number five. On this date in 1978, Mork and Mindy premiered on ABC and launched the career of the late, great Robin Williams. What is the name of the 1993 movie in which Williams' character pretended to be an elderly nanny so he could spend more time with his kids?
Mrs. Doubtfire.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Salt, that would be kind of good for you, right?
No. No, not at all.
I think you would look good dressed as a woman.
Casey got 4 out of 5, Kennedy.
Wow, well done.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Question number one. Rumors are that Volkswagen is going to stop making the Beetle in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Volkswagen originated in which country?
Germany.
Germany.
Tied to one. Question number two. M&M's is going to introduce 3 new flavors in 2019. English toffee peanut, Mexican jalapeno peanut, and Thai coconut peanut. What is the slogan for M&M's?
Melts in your mouth, not in your hands.
I got confused with Folgers. I was like, good to the last drop.
Question number three. Actor Sam Neill, turning 71 years young today. He's most well known for his role as Dr. Grant in the original Jurassic Park. What is the name of the dinosaur species that Jurassic Park put on the map? Hint, not the T-Rex.
Velociraptor?
Woo! Tied to three. Question number four. Adam Sandler likes his marriage like he likes his whiskey. On the rocks, Kennedy. He and his wife, Jackie, allegedly had a heated argument while out in public recently. It was said to be pretty tense with lots of hand gestures. Which New England state did Sandler grow up in?
Massachusetts.
Ooh, so close.
I imagine we're touching one of them.
New Hampshire. Question number five, tied to three. On this date in 1978, Mork and Mindy premiered on ABC and launched the career of the late great Robin Williams. What is the name of the 1993 movie in which Williams' character pretended to be an elderly nanny so he could spend more time with his kids?
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Because of Run by Fruiting.
What was his co-star in Mork and Mindy's name?
Pam Dawber.
There we go.
Anything else?
Well, you get the tie, Casey. You don't get the win, but I do have a pair of tickets to see Champions of Magic at the Schubert Theater on September 23rd. Five world-class illusionists make up this mind-bending theatrical production. You enjoy those tickets, okay?
Yes, I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the show. You have a great day spending all of your money.
I will spend all of my money.
Get it.
I will put it in the name of Kennedy.
Get it.
What
shoes.
Like?
All day long shoes.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Casey from Lynn. And I can only tie Kennedy.
Get it. I like
so
Casey
much
too.
Sass from Casey.
Yeah.